Study.
I'm so sorry, guys. I had a phone call. What I was going with that is the biggest companies in the world and the most... Excluding marketing, because that's a different game. The fundamentals of a business, if it's going to succeed or not, is how much can they save the customer time? Yes, there is, like I said, Chick-fil-A, quality of the meat, quality of the meal, and customer service. But here's the thing, like, customer service, once you like make it 100% in a company, like, it's not, it can't go up, if that makes sense. Like, you can teach someone from Walmart to do customer service, and now, like, Walmart customer service and Publix customer service are the same. There's still a couple things like culture and stuff, but that's what I'm saying, like, it could be taught. Fundamentals of a business is different. Like, that's like the fundamentals. Like, you can't fix that when it's already operating at like a $2-4 billion business. It's just so important. So the businesses that can save you the most time are going to be winning the match. The reason I feel like I beat, I don't know, because you can't really know the numbers to it. What the hell? Where's my gas thing? Oh, I don't think it has one. Is because of that. A business is... Oh, it's on the other side. Damn it, I'm filling up gas. Oh, I'm out of dailies right now. I'm trying to get some damn gas. I'm using my parents' car. But like the speed of it, like, you gotta imagine yourself as a customer. The reason people go to Chick-fil-A is because they know it's not like a, okay, people say fast food is quick, right? But go to a McDonald's at 2 a.m. That shit is going to take you at least an hour. Oh, my damn cards fell. Well, that's an important one. My credit card. The reason why, like, it's just like consistent speed. They kill it. They put their competitors to the floor and just like make them kiss their asses, basically. That's what Chick-fil-A does. It is such a high quality. Like, I don't understand. I don't know if anyone is going to be able to make a company that's as good as Chick-fil-A, which I, assuming somehow, if we're talking technology-wise, maybe. But to be honest, like, I love that place. That place is just rocks. Like, it's just so quick. Now, let's talk about another business that's going to be doing the same thing, but at a larger scale. Amazon. This is where I think the world's going to be. Imagine yourself 20 years from now. You wake up. You go to... Well, first, and chances are you're probably waking up and using your phone, you know, going on social media. You're gonna be waking up and you're gonna go to the bathroom, and I know no one does this, but I'll just keep going with it. You're gonna go wash your teeth, and you grab your toothbrush, and then you grab your wow, what the hell is wrong with me, your toothpaste. And, oh, shoot, your toothpaste is getting pretty, you know, pretty small, like, pretty short. Like, you're trying to, you know, trying to squeeze out the last piece. So, what do you say in 20 years? Hey, Alexa, reorder me toothpaste. Alexa turns on, and she says, your shipment will be there in 2 days. Why do you think that's going to win? The reason that is going to win is because time. Time is the essence of a business. It truly is. I'm gonna put you guys on pause because I have to go get a Gatorade from like this daily, because I'm about to be like drained. I'm like exhausted. How thirsty I am. Put you guys on pause. I'll be right back. All right, guys, I'm back. Grab myself a few Powerades. What I was talking about is Amazon. Amazon is going to make like right now you just think Amazon is like a place to purchase things for cheap. And the reason why do you like Amazon? You know? The reason why you like Amazon is the reason why people buy stuff from me. It's 2-day shipping. The prices are hard to beat, of course, and that's just a fundamental thing that they've accomplished. Most importantly, it's 2-day shipping. Now, let's go back 5 years from now, right? Oh, God, feels good. Let's go back 5 years from now, when shipping was make sure. Oh, sweet God, yes. Is it though? Oh, it's not. Damn it. I think I have an iPhone. Oh, I do. Yes, good. Hails, yeah. Okay. I was looking for an iPhone charger because I'm at like 16%. About to be like dead. Right, I'm going to go right. Sorry, lady. Let's go back 5 years from now at eBay where shipping was like 8 days. Like shipping was literally like 8 days. Like you bought something and 8 days later your item finally came. That was insane. Like that was like what, just 8 days, like for something to come from somewhere from outer space to like reach me, like that's insane. People were happy. Now if your thing doesn't come in 3 days, you are calling customer service and you are raging, like absolutely like monkey crap shit, like you are just about to beat someone up. 5 years. What's gonna happen in another 5 years? This is exactly what's gonna happen. You don't have to order it anymore. Like, you don't have to go to Amazon because that's time. And remember, time is the way to win to customers. You don't even have to go to Amazon anymore. You have this thing called Alexa. And Alexa says, hey, Alexa. And she just wakes up and you say, order me some toothpaste. And probably you're gonna figure out a better way to do it because they're gonna probably do like your distribution centers, how they're spreading out right now, and have it to you in 1 day. Or let's say drones come in and they'll have it to you in 13 hours. Amazon is gonna change our lives completely. Like I'm so in awe of what's gonna happen in 50 years. Like I generally believe now. This is what I believe. I think everything is going to be 3D printed at one point. I don't think that, and I don't know how it's going to work. All I know is the foundation of time. The only quicker way to do stuff is by 3D printing. What I mean by that is you'll have, everyone's going to have a 3D printer in their home. It's going to be large because, you know, if you purchase something a little bit larger, and you're going to say, hey, Alexa, order me some socks. I don't know. And Alexa is going to purchase a license, something in license. Of course, you're going to have to buy the actual like physical elements, as in like whatever the hell socks are made out of. Let's just say like hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. I don't know. I'm not a fucking science major. I've like failed science. I think that once you say, hey Alexa, go, can you buy me socks? Alexa turns on, buys it from the licensing socks company, and now your 3D printer is printing you socks, which you'll have available in 5 minutes. That's where I think the future is going to be, and you can historically quote me on that one because I know it's happening. And I think that there's just, I think everything is just getting forced and pushed to make life more convenient. I think that's where technology is going. I hate when people are bitching and moaning about technology not being like the greatest thing that ever happened to this human evolution or the world. But it just is. Like it's just making your life so easy. And then we're going to keep going and going because convenience is another simile for time. Like time is it. Like that's what you want to be. That's where you want to go. I think that my, and I Like, my one wish is to beat Gary Vaynerchuk. I swear. Like, that is my one wish. I just love the guy. Like, I love everything he talks about. I just feel like everything I swear, stuff I think about before I hear him say it is, like, the fundamental truths about me. Like, this time thing, I was thinking about this stuff way before he said it on, like, a podcast or YouTube channel. And I was like, oh, he's thinking the same thing. Like, sweet. But yeah, like, that is, like, my one wish, to just have, like, a 30-minute conversation with this guy, because, like, I just feel like our brains would click. Like, there is a couple things that I can see different, but that just comes from an environment and parenting and whatever. But damn, like we would crush it if it came to, like, a conversation. But that's where I think the world is, and that's where I think it's gonna be, and that's why I'm doing deliveries here. Because delivering is important. People don't have the time, and they're willing to pay for it. And you have to capitalize on that. Like I said, I quit my job 2 days ago. If you are not ready to quit your job, just do this part-time. Like, another $600 a month can really help people out. Like, that's easy money here. Yeah, that's what this episode's about. And that's where I think the world is going to be one day. I'm excited. So I'll see you guys later, and for the love of God, like, I think I'm going to tattoo these four letters on my chest. Like, I just have to. Like, they're that important to me. All right, guys, with those four letters, you can probably see how bad of a student I was. For these four words, let's make that money.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.